controversial member of the Nation of Islam is shot and wounded. A new incident mars Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts, and the nation marks Memorial Day while looking ahead to the 50th anniversary of D-Day. Good morning. I'm Mitchell Krause with the CBS World News Roundup.
All of a sudden, the guy came in a dress suit, and he just started shooting.
An eyewitness on a college campus in Riverside, California, where a gunman opened fire, striking former Nation of Islam spokesman Khalid Abdul Muhammad. A short time before, Muhammad, who has often been criticized by Jewish leaders for alleged anti-Semitic remarks, had told an audience that he believes in peace when possible, but in violence when necessary.
This is David Dow in Riverside, California. The 450 attending Khalid Muhammad's speech in the University of California gymnasium had all been frisked. Muhammad was flanked by bodyguards as he stopped en route to his car to answer questions in the parking lot. Then this. When the shooting stopped, Muhammad, two bodyguards, and a bystander lay wounded. An angry crowd pounced on the apparent attacker as KCBS TV reporter Saida Pagan watched.
People started screaming. I turned around and I saw what amounted to pandemonium. People were struggling with what looked like one or two people in a crowd.
Police dragged the bloodied man away from the crowd. He was later identified as 49-year-old James Edward Bess and said to be an excommunicated former minister of the Nation of Islam, the same group from which Muhammad had a falling out. He's recovering from his beating injuries in a hospital. Muhammad is reported in satisfactory condition after treatment for two leg injuries. Of the other three victims, just one, a bodyguard, is listed in serious condition. David Dow, CBS News, Riverside, California.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Morihiro Hosokawa was in the lobby of a Tokyo hotel today when a man fired a shot into the ceiling. No one was hurt, and the man is in custody. Hosokawa resigned as Prime Minister last month because of a scandal involving his personal finances. Earlier today, former Japanese Cabinet Minister Fumio Abe was sentenced to 3 years in prison for accepting bribes. New York City police say a visitor from Spain was found dead in his hotel room, murdered by a bullet through the head. No suspects yet. In California, authorities report the arrest of a teenager suspected of pulling the trigger of the gun that killed a German tourist and seriously wounded her husband on a mountain highway east of Los Angeles. The suspect was arrested in Salt Lake City while visiting relatives. Two other men were booked last week. And there's been another attack on foreigners in Germany. Police say two people were injured in the firebombing of three Turkish targets in Hamburg. Yesterday, some 8,000 people rallied in the western German city of Solingen to mark the first anniversary of a neo-Nazi fire attack that killed five Turkish women and girls. It's been more than 2 weeks since Israel turned over control of Jericho and much of the Gaza Strip to the PLO. But tensions have not subsided, and the result? Another Israeli soldier is dead. Jesse Shulman has the story from Jerusalem.
The army says a squad patrolling the line between Israel and the Gaza Strip was ambushed during the night. During the gunfight that broke out, an Israeli soldier was hit in the head and killed. First reports said he'd been hit by the attackers. It now seems he may have been hit by his own comrades. The army says it's investigating. Also today, the release of Palestinian prisoners has resumed. Israel agreed to release a total of 5,000 by the middle of June. Roughly a quarter of that total have been freed so far.
U.S. intelligence officials have reportedly concluded that an American-led invasion of Haiti to restore ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to power would succeed easily. But the New York Times reports the military planners warn that it could not bring a quick end to the turmoil and the violence that have swept the country, and foreign forces would have to stay for years. As for economic sanctions, the U.S. admiral in charge of enforcing the international blockade against Haiti says large ship traffic has been cut down, but many smaller vessels are getting through with vital supplies that could allow the Haitian junta to hang on to power for a long time. President Clinton's approval rating has fallen again. According to a Harris poll, it stands at 42%, down from 48% early last month, and the lowest it's been since last August. Harris says a perception of indecisive leadership in foreign affairs may have been the cause, more than Whitewater or the Paula Jones sexual harassment charges. The Clinton administration is being accused of mishandling the new childhood immunization law. The New York Times says some members of Congress and drug manufacturers are upset because the administration has gone beyond what Congress intended by enlarging the federal role in distribution and making high and middle-income families eligible for free shots as long as their benefit is not included in their insurance coverage. President Clinton has marked Memorial Day with a tribute to all veterans, but especially to those who fought and died to liberate Europe from Nazi tyranny.
Our nation is in your debt. We will never forget your valor, your sacrifices, the daily lives that you have made possible.
In about an hour, Mr. Clinton goes to the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Bill Lynch reports on a similar ceremony at a military cemetery in Italy near the bloody World War II battlefield of Anzio.
This manicured cemetery, 40 miles south of Rome, is the final resting place for nearly 9,000 Americans killed in the Italian campaign. The white crosses and Stars of David curve in long, perfect rows. They came from every state and include 16 women and 21 sets of brothers buried side by side. Nearly 500 are unknown soldiers. Today's Memorial Day observance, led by U.S. Ambassador Reginald Bartholomew, is part dress rehearsal for President Clinton's stop here on Friday, when he will speak of Allied courage and sacrifice on nearby beaches 50 years ago this year. Bill Lynch, CBS News, Latino, Italy.
While Americans are marking Memorial Day, they're also getting ready for the big D-Day commemorations, which climax a week from today on the 50th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Hitler's Fortress Europe. Barry Bagnato reports.
June 1944, the storming of Normandy. June 1994, they're back. This week, American veterans are returning to their glory days, joining overseas comrades to commemorate the 50th anniversary of D-Day. Kenneth Barkman, a D-Day participant himself, is helping coordinate the new invasion.
The French actually are going to shut down Normandy for automobile travel. Otherwise, you're just going to have gridlock from one end of the country to the other.
D-Day veteran Felix Branham recalls that first trip to Europe.
I said, we're going to have a cattle boat to ride on. They told me, said, Queen Mary's in. I said, no, that's unbelievable. Oh, the Mary and Elizabeth's boats is in. So here we go, marching up, call off your name. The officer was standing there. He'd say, like myself, say, Branham. I'd say, Felix P. And we'd go up the ramp.
With that in mind, retired Air Force Colonel Vito Padone dreamed of getting the Queen Elizabeth II for a 50th anniversary voyage.
And of course, they threw us out the door.
But when 400 rooms were booked by 9th Air Force vets, the ship was theirs.
We'd like the whole ship to be motif of 1944. Glenn Miller Band. Even the waiters and the musicians and entertainers be dressed in that kind of costume. So make the whole ship itself one big return of the veterans.
In all, some 15,000 American veterans and family members are heading to Normandy, where they are still treated as heroes. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Pope John Paul II has reaffirmed the Catholic Church's ban on women. He said the ruling is definitive and not open to debate. The dollar edged down today against the Japanese yen, but was up in European trading. U.S. stock markets are closed because of Memorial Day. It's 10 minutes past the hour.